Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. In a significant development that underscores the growing importance of the Indo-Pacific region, India recently hosted the 11th Quad Foreign Ministers meeting at Hyderabad House, New Delhi, marking a critical test of the grouping's resilience amid US tariff turbulence and renewed strategic competition with China. What makes this significant is that this meeting was the first major quad-level event under the Trump 2.0 administration, and by delivering four substantive outcome documents, Delhi reinforced the Quad's transition from a talk shop to an outcome shop, consistent with the Wilmington Summit template. The meeting also marked the operational deepening of India's Mahasagar Doctrine, the expanded successor to PM Modi's 2015 Sagar Vision, into a pan-Indo-Pacific commitment. Now, let us turn to the outcome documents adopted during this meeting. The Quad Critical Minerals Initiative Framework is the single most consequential Quad deliverable since the 2022 Tokyo Summit, directly responding to China's 85-90% global share in rare earth processing and recent export controls on gallium, germanium, graphite, and rare earth magnets. This framework targets minerals critical for semiconductors, electric vehicles, clean energy, and defense, including lithium, cobalt, nickel, graphite, rare earth elements, gallium, germanium, and tungsten. India enters the framework with three institutional pillars in place: the National Critical Mineral Mission, or NCMM, which has a 16,300 crore outlay and covers exploration, processing, recycling, and overseas acquisition, KABIL, which is a joint venture of NALCO, Hindustan Copper Ltd., and Mineral Exploration Corporation Ltd., mandated for overseas exploration and acquisition, and the 30 mineral critical list, notified by the Ministry of Mines in 2023, identifying minerals essential to India's energy transition and strategic autonomy. The Quad Critical Minerals Initiative Framework mobilizes up to $20 billion US in government and private support, a significant development that aligns with India's National Critical Mineral Mission and KABIL. But why does this matter? This initiative is crucial because it directly counters China's dominance in the critical minerals sector and enhances the Quad's resilience in the face of China's export controls. Another key outcome document is the Indo-Pacific Maritime Surveillance Collaboration, or IPMSC, which is the first-ever Quad asset pooling initiative, with an initial focus on the Indian Ocean region. The IPMSC pools formal maritime surveillance assets, including India's 12 Boeing P-8I, Neptune long-range maritime patrol aircraft, the United States P-8 Poseidon fleet, Japan's Kawasaki P-1 maritime patrol aircraft, and Australia's MQ-4C Triton high-altitude long-endurance UAVs. This pooled architecture directly counters Chinese PLNAV expansion in the IOR and complements India's role as a net security provider in the region. The third outcome document is the Joint Statement on Energy Security, which sets up a Quad Fuel Security Forum to be hosted by the United States later in 2026. The forum will cover technology cooperation, market analysis, and emergency response mechanisms, reflecting post-OFSE Russia oil waiver expiry energy supply anxieties and lessons from the 2025 Iran war. What does this mean for India's energy security? This initiative is significant because it enhances India's energy security by promoting cooperation among the Quad members in the energy sector. Now, let us look at the other key deliverables from the meeting. The joint statement contained an unequivocal condemnation of cross-border terrorism, with two specific attacks named, the Pahalgam terror attack and the Bondi Beach attack. The ministers committed to denying terrorists safe havens, disrupting financing, and bilateral intelligence sharing, implicitly framing Pakistan-sponsored terrorism without naming Islamabad. The Quad also reaffirmed its commitment to a free, open, inclusive, and resilient Indo-Pacific, signaling continuity despite Trump-era flux. The ministers expressed serious concerns over the East China Sea and South China Sea situation, covering Senkaku, Taiwan Strait, and the Nine-Dash Line. ASEAN centrality was reaffirmed, with explicit support for the ASEAN Outlook on Indo-Pacific adopted in June 2019. The Quad also committed to technology cooperation, building on the Quad Critical and Emerging Technologies Working Group. The ministers agreed to cooperate on semiconductor supply chain resilience, AI safety and governance frameworks, biotechnology and vaccine R&D, quantum technologies, and undersea cable protection. Now, let us turn to India's Indo-Pacific doctrine evolution. India's Indo-Pacific architecture has matured across three pillars: Sagar, or security and growth for all in the region, articulated by PM Modi in 2015, Mahasagar, the expanded version of Sagar, and IPOI, or Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, launched at the East Asia Summit in Bangkok in 2019. India's distinct Quad position is characterized by its non-formal US treaty alliance, multi-alignment doctrine, Russia legacy, and strategic autonomy as the default framing. The US-India bilateral context is also significant, with this meeting being the first Quad event under the full Trump 2.0 administration. The meeting was held against a layered backdrop, including the Trump tariff regime, the Trust Initiative, and the Mission 500 bilateral trade target. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 11th Quad FM meeting was held in New Delhi on 26 May 2026 at Hyderabad House. The Quad members are India, the United States, Japan, and Australia. The outcome documents adopted include the joint statement, the fact sheet, the Joint Statement on Indo-Pacific Energy Security, and the Quad Critical Minerals Initiative Framework. The Quad Critical Minerals Initiative Framework mobilizes up to $20 billion US in government and private support. The IPMSC is the first-ever Quad Asset Pooling Initiative, with an initial focus on the Indian Ocean region. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, and covers key themes such as minilateralism versus multilateralism, strategic autonomy in a polarized order, critical minerals as a new oil, and net security provider role in the Indian Ocean region. Remember this number, $20 billion US, which is the amount mobilized by the Quad Critical Minerals Initiative Framework. Note this carefully. The Quad's commitment to a free, open, inclusive, and resilient Indo-Pacific is a significant development in the Indo-Pacific region. In conclusion, the 11th Quad FM meeting marked a significant development in the Indo-Pacific region, with the adoption of four substantive outcome documents that reinforce the Quad's transition from a talk shop to an outcome shop. The meeting underscored the growing importance of the Indo-Pacific region and the need for cooperation among the Quad members to address common challenges. The Quad's commitment to a free, open, inclusive, and resilient Indo-Pacific is a significant development that has far-reaching implications for the region's security and prosperity.